Could it be the return of the bank dividend?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The financial system's been through the ringer, and for at least a couple of years now, big banks stopped paying out dividends to their investors. But with big profits returning to the banking sector, just today, J.P. Morgan Chase reported earnings that were up 50% last year. Analysts say those dividends could be back. This week, the Federal Reserve, which has final say in the matter, by the way, began stress testing the biggest banks to determine if they're healthy enough. Eric Dash is banking reporter for the New York Times. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, it's great to be here.
So banks are getting ready to pay out these dividends. Who's going to win here?
You're going to see ordinary investors, retirees who depend on dividend payments as a steady source of income, winning because the banks are going to increase those from just pennies a quarter. I think that hedge funds, asset managers, and mutual funds that own a lot of bank stock will also win. And for better or worse, the bank executives themselves, because they own so many of their company shares, they'll win too. So everybody's going to win.
And so, all right, a little more infusion of money into the economy. What does it mean for the overall economy then?
I think it's really a sign that things are improving. I mean, think about it. It's pretty remarkable. Just a year or two ago, we were in the thick of the financial crisis. Now their profits have come roaring back, but profits for the banks are doing well because interest rates are low and they have very fat profit margins. And the banks are inundated with all this excess cash, and they don't know what to do with it. So if they don't know what to do with it, they say, why can't we pay our shareholders? And that's what they're asking the Federal Reserve to do.
Eric Dash, reporter for the New York Times. Eric, thanks.
Thank you.
Not to ruin your Friday, but it's never too early to think about doing your taxes. Beginning today, taxpayers with lower incomes can go on the IRS website and prepare and file federal tax forms for free. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The IRS wants to encourage taxpayers to file electronically, and so has partnered with 18 different companies to offer free online tax preparation. This year's free file program is available only for filers married or single who earned $58,000 or less in 2010. However, some private tax software companies are also offering free federal tax preparation, regardless of how much you make. This year, early birds who like to get a jump on their taxes and who itemize deductions will have to wait until mid-February for their refunds. Kiplinger editorial director Kevin McCormally says that's because Congress took a long time to finalize tax rules for 2010.
They didn't pass the bill until right before Christmas, so the IRS is scrambling now to reprogram their computers so they can actually handle returns from people who itemize deductions.
Which means this year procrastinators have another excuse. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are a little higher right now. The S&P and the NASDAQ each up about a quarter of a percent. The Dow higher now by 18 points at 11,750. Word today, industrial production rose a robust 0.8%. The Commerce Department reports retail sales were up 0.6% for the month. That's not as much as analysts were expecting, though. And consumer prices rose by the largest amount in a year and a half, helped along by food and energy costs.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering its Raise Your Rate CD as well as online savings account and money market account. Learn more at allybank.com. By CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, innovative developer of diabetes treatments and delivery devices at novonordisk-us.com.
People in Tunisia have been protesting high food prices and high unemployment there, taking to the streets even, where clashes have killed nearly two dozen. Tunisia's not alone. Prices for basic food items are rising in a lot of places all around the world. Marketplace's Adrian Hill from our sustainability desk is with me now in the studio. Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Steve.
So what's going on? Why are these food prices so high?
You know, it's a lot of things. Some of the major grain producers were hard hit by weather. You remember the drought and fires in Russia?
Oh, yeah.
And now the floods in Australia.
Oh, yeah.
The USDA just cut its outlook for global grain supplies, signaling tighter food supply. And we're doing a lot more than just eating food. You know, we're turning it into fuel these days. There's more demand.
And how do the food prices, Adrian, compare to the spikes a couple of years ago, back in 2008, when we saw riots in a lot of the world?
Well, according to the UN, at the end of 2010, the price of food was actually higher than its peak in 2008. Some countries are feeling the increase more than others. Here in the U.S., food prices are only up a tiny bit. But in India, for example, food prices have risen nearly 20%. I talked to an analyst named Maximo Torero from the International Food Policy Research Institute, and he says globally, things are mostly under control.
Right now, there is no reason to have panic. Right now, there is reason to be alert and to understand that this is a tight situation.
All right, tight, but not out of control. So what's the outlook then?
Torero thinks in the short run, with some government interventions, the price increases will be mostly manageable. But like all things market-related, it's impossible to know for sure. And of course, analysts disagree. There's worry that price speculators are going to get involved. They're going to see this bubble and jump on in. There's also concern in the longer run that climate change is going to have a huge impact on food supply. Extreme weather like floods and droughts, not good for feeding all of us.
And one last question for you, Adrian, is the prices keep climbing. Who wins? I mean, someone's doing well, right?
There are always winners, it seems like. Cargill, for one, the U.S. company that produces food and agriculture products and trades commodities, announced huge quarterly earnings this week. They actually tripled their profits. Farmers could benefit, too, if these prices keep going up and they actually get the weather they need to grow their crops.
Marketplace's Adrian Hill with us from the Sustainability Desk. Adrian, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, a new poll shows a third of Americans lie to their spouses and partners about money. Harris Interactive did an online survey, and this survey showed more than 30% of couples were not entirely truthful about issues concerning their combined finances. Both genders, according to the poll, lie in equal numbers. The most common untruth among couples? Not telling the significant other about hidden cash. The most common result, a heated argument because of the other's so-called financial infidelity. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
Losing weight is high on a lot of people's New Year's resolutions, so gyms are offering all kinds of new classes to get people in the door.
It's basically yoga meets aerial aerobics meets Pink at the Grammys because she was hanging up from the rafters.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the latest in fitness fads and the latest news from Wall Street. Next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.